Thank you, Lord. How many of you believe that with all your heart this morning? If you stopped and just listened to the news and read the newspaper, and that was the only hope you had, you'd be crazy by 3 o'clock this evening. Well, I'm glad that there's somebody bigger than news media, bigger than the president, bigger than all the presidents of every country, that's got it all in control. We're here, we're part of this world, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. But we're here, and we're filling up our part in time. But I'm so glad that He has provided for you and me a better place. Are you glad about it this morning? Somebody give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Now somebody say praise the Lord. And you know this is the last time you'll be in church in 2013. Unless you go somewhere tonight to visit. Why don't you turn around and shake somebody's hand, give them a nice warm smile, a good stout handshake, tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. Play some more of that, guys. Amen. Let's just remain standing with me just, if you will, just a little bit this morning. We don't have that many prayer requests. I want to remember Sister Sharon Ward. She's in the hospital. They've diagnosed her to have pneumonia, so we want to pray that the Lord would just give her a healing in her body. Also, Amy and Blair, both sick this morning. Amy was fixing to take Blair to a medical care place there in Bristol, so remember them. They're both sick this morning, if you would. Brother Joel Brown sends this in. Little Josiah was diagnosed with a form of epilepsy. Due to some additional concerns, he will have to have an MRI on this Thursday. Please remember him in prayer. When you think of him, he knows that God is his healer. Brother Joel, we're going to be praying for that child. We certainly are. Amen. That makes me mad that the devil would afflict a child, don't you? We just commit that unto the Lord this morning. Brother Fred Green says to pray for traveling mercies for his grandson, Max Wolf, who is going back to college, that the Lord would be with him and guide him in his life. We just commit that to the Lord. Brother Howard says to remember his wife and children in prayer. There were too sick to come to the service today. Just pray that they will get well. We just commit that unto the Lord this morning. Here's another request for Sister Sharon Ward. We just commit that to the Lord. Let me make just a couple of announcements while you're standing with me this morning. Brother Ron Sherman wants us to welcome to the service today his son Adam, his wife Skylar, and their grandson Samuel. We want to welcome them to the service. Where would you be this morning? Raise your hand. God bless you. We're glad to have you in service. Give them a nice hand this morning. Now, this is probably too little for some of you to even see. You see what I'm holding in my hand here? This is the SD card that goes into your smartphone, and this is every message that Brother Branham preached on this little bitty disc right here. They have those available for you over in the library. The cost is $29, but that is the entire message. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You remember when we used to have the reel-to-reel? We thought we was flying to have the reel-to-reel, didn't we? Well, if, what if you get this, what's it going to put you? You're really going to think you're something then. But I tell you what, that is amazing that they can do this. They have those available for you if you'd like to pick one of those up. And I'm going to make sure I handle this real carefully, give this back to Brother Jimmy Babb, because I don't have a smartphone. And you can tell how technology has passed me by. I'm tickled to death with a flip phone. But we're glad to be in church this morning, aren't we? Look at somebody and say, it's good to see you. Praise the Lord. You have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to pray about today? How many of you believe we're serving a God that's bigger than all of your problems, all of your situations in life? God is certainly bigger. You're serving such an awesome God. And I reminded again, as I read in the book of Job, God asked Job, Job, where were you when I built all of this? When I put this whole thing together, where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy? I tell you, we were somewhere in the mind of God. And we're still even a bigger part of Him today because we have been manifested in the earth. We're not just a thought anymore, but we are what He thought about. Aren't you glad about that this morning? Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother David Swanson, come this morning. Lead us to the Lord in prayer. You have a need. Let's just commit it all unto the Lord. Remember our pastor and his family. I believe Brother Scotty and Sister Lish, the girls, and some more folks are there in New York with them. Pray for their traveling mercy that God will bless them with good services and bring them back home safe and sound. A lot of folks sick this morning that I didn't call your name, but we want to be praying for all our assembly that's sick this morning. Brother David, God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's bow our hearts to the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, there were another opportunity, Lord, to come to your house. Thank you, Lord, to come and gather with the saints, Lord. Lord, we can't express enough how much we appreciate what you've done for us this past year, Lord, how you've kept us, how you've healed us when we're sick, Lord, how you've encouraged us, how the word's been preached to us, Lord. Just we could go on and on and on how good you are to us, Lord. We're thankful for that. We hold these prayer requests, Lord. Each one is a special need that you're mindful of, Lord. You care for each person, each request. So help us, Lord, just to take it upon our hearts. Maybe one request meant something to us, Lord, and maybe another one meant something to somebody, another brother or sister. May we as a body, Lord, just take each need. And in our quiet times, may we just pray and just keep holding one another up in prayer, Lord. Lord, the enemy, our adversary, he's as a roaring lion. He's going trying to devour, destroy anybody. Doesn't matter if it's a little child. He doesn't care. He wants to take everybody he can with him. But Lord, help us as sons and daughters of God. We're interested in life and we want to take as many as we can with us to glory, to heaven. We want to see as many saved as can be saved, Lord. Help us, I pray, Lord, just to keep pressing the battle. Help us to enter into this service, whatever your mind is for this service, Lord, because it's your service. Help us just to pull on the gift of God. Help us just to enter in and do our part, Lord. In the song service, help us to help Brother Louis. Help us just create an atmosphere that you'd be pleased, Lord, to come and dwell in our midst. We ask all these things, Lord, according to your riches in Christ Jesus and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Lord. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering. If you're visiting with us in this service today, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming this service today, pray God would bless those folks as well from around the world. Let's sing this song this morning. I believe you can sing this with all the sincerity in your heart for what God has done for you this past year. We've all got so much to thank Him for, don't we? Well, we've got 14 that's really thankful. The rest of you wonder what you're doing here. Have you got a lot to thank Him for this morning? Amen. Let's sing about it if you will. Yes, I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me. So much to thank Him for.
you see, He's been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. He's done for me, I know. I'm unworthy of Him all. For His blessings He freely gives.
Oh, yes, He has.
My life to Him, I've got so much to thank Him for. To thank Him for so much to praise Him for, you see, He's been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He brought me from, I've got so much to thank.
I just want to stop and say
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for all you've done.
Thank you,
for
Lord.
Me.
Thank you, Lord.
And one day I'll reach heaven's shore. Oh, please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for.
Oh, I want you to sing about it. I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for.
You see,
He's been so good to me. When I think
of what He's done
and where
He brought me from,
I've got so much
to thank.
An on-time God, yes He is. Well, He's an on-time God, yes He is.
He may not come when you want Him to, but He'll be there right on time.
Well, He's an on-time God, yes He is. Brother Joel, where's Brother Joel Brown at? Is he here? We're going to sing this for you and your family. This is for Josiah. This, I want you to sing with all your heart. I want you to lift your hands. I want you to sing this for Josiah. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
I said He's an on-time God. Yes, He is.
I know.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe it, church. I believe he's an on-time God. Amen.
The three Hebrew children had to prove that, but he was an on-time God. Amen. Daniel in the lion's den, he had to prove that, but he was an on-time God. You may be going through a den of lions in your life. You may be going through a fiery furnace. You may be going through all kinds of hard times, but he's an on-time God. And the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Are you his seed this morning? He's an on-time God. Oh, hallelujah. Well, he's an on-time God. Thank you, Lord. You may not come, but he's there right on time. Well, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Say yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we went over on our singing this morning. I had a couple of songs, but we are going to work one of them in. Sister Sarah, I'll get you if it's all right in the next service. But Sister Tamika, we carried her over from a service a while back, and she has a song for us. Sister Tamika Brown, I want you to come and sing. While she's coming, let's just sing that chorus one more time, brother. You was leading that pretty good when you quit. Just sing it one more time, baby.
He's an on-time God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
He is an on-time God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he is. Well, he may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there.
I'm so glad he's an on-time God.
Yes, he is. I know he is.
Well, he's an on-time God.
Yes, he is.
Well, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there.
Give Sister Tamika a nice hand this morning.
I want to say that I really appreciate the prayers and support that you all are giving us with our son. We know that God has healed him. We're just waiting on the symptoms to leave that body. I try to reach up for you, but I fall. Sometimes it seems so close and yet so far. Oh, I need another chance. I need to know your mercy. Please give me the strength to change within. I know that I'm not all that I should be. My weakness seems to get the best of me. But as long as you are near, I know that I will make it. Every step along the way, please hear my prayer. A heart like yours is my desire. A heart like yours, Lord, that's what I'm searching for. Full of compassion and nothing wrong within. Please hear me, Lord, give me a heart like yours. There's faults in me. Failures that I see, they make me wonder why you thought of me. Lord, you look beyond this flesh and you ignored my human frailty, for you knew that all along I was your seed. My desire is to give my all to you. Lord, let me shed your light in all I do. Lord, I thank you for your touch, your grace and tender mercies, for they make me only long to be more like you. A heart like yours, Lord, that's my desire. A heart like yours, Lord, that's what I'm searching for. Full of compassion and nothing wrong within. Give me a heart like yours. So much grace, so much kindness, and so much faith forever true. Strong as the wind, but soft as the shadow. Just once I could be like you. A heart like yours, Lord, that's my desire. A heart like yours, that's what I'm searching for. Full of compassion, nothing wrong within. Please hear me, Lord, give me a heart like yours. One that's full of compassion and nothing wrong within. Please hear me, Lord, give me a heart like yours. Hear me, Lord, give me a heart like yours.
Let's stand this morning, if you will. Brother David Gadman from Alabama is going to be speaking again for us this morning. Have you enjoyed him last night? Word of the Lord was really good, wasn't it? Amen. He attends Brother Homer Longoria's church, and I'm sorry. No, not really. We love Brother Homer Longoria. He's a precious brother. I don't believe I ever enjoyed Brother Homer more than when he was here last time. He just really blessed our heart. And Brother David blessed our heart last night. And we're just looking forward for what the Lord has for us today. Good to have you in church this morning. God bless you. Let's sing a chorus, Brother Harry, as we get Brother David out here to bring us the word of the Lord. Let's sing, if you will. We've had a lot of rain over last night and yesterday, but let's just sing that little chorus, Let It Rain.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
You believe that? You believe he's going to do that this morning? Amen. Amen. You may be seated once again. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. That's all. Amen. How many loves the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen. Just greet y'all once again in the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. I appreciate the Lord this morning. You appreciate him this morning? Amen. Amen. It's good. It was good to be here last night. Counted it a privilege to, like I said last night, to be here. Well, Brother Donnie's out. Just, we appreciate that. Amen. Appreciate him asking us. And we just, we just love the Lord. Amen. And it's good to see the familiar faces. Some we know, some we don't know. But, you know, we're just good to see Brother Jerry and them, Brother Jack and different ones. And we appreciate the Lord. Amen. We love the Lord with all that's within our hearts. Amen. And I want to serve him with all that's within my heart. Amen. I just want to read a couple of things before, and this kind of, like I said, this kind of helps calm my nerves and everything, but this one is called No Excuse Sunday. So nobody should have a reason not to miss church after I get through with this. Amen. It says, to make it possible for everyone to attend church next Sunday, we're going to have a special No Excuse Sunday. Cots will be placed in the foyer for those who say Sunday is my only day to sleep in. There will be a special section with lounge chairs for those who feel that our pews are too hard. Eye drops will be available for those with tired eyes from watching TV late Saturday night. We will have steel helmets for those who say the roof would cave in if I ever came to church. Blankets will be furnished for those who think the church is too cold, and fan for those who says it is too hot. Scorecards will be available for those who wish to list a hypocrite present. Relatives and friends will be in attendance for those who can't go to church and cook dinner too. We will distribute stamp out stewardship buttons for those who feel that the church is always asking for money. One section will be devoted to trees and grass for those who like to seek God in nature. Doctors and nurses will be in attendance for those who plan to be sick on Sunday. The sanctuary will be decorated with both Christmas poinsettias and Easter lilies for those who have never seen the church without them. And we'll, amen. And we will provide hearing aids for those who can't hear the preacher, and for cotton for those who can. Amen. No excuse. Amen. No excuse. Now let me read you something, maybe a little bit on a more serious note. Brother Brown says it like this, and yeah, I know he had said this before, but I want you to look at this one part that he had said. This is Oncoming Storms of Judgment, March 2nd, 1960. Listen what he says. And so while we were talking at the table that morning, he said, then there was a young woman went down with some sheets over her shoulder, going down through the place to one of the halls to fix the beds. I said, now there is that light hanging over that girl. I said, just call her back here. And we called her back, and the Holy Spirit began to tell her all about her troubles. And she was not a Christian. Now listen to this. Not a full gospel believer. I might say that. She made a profession. Now, come on, we've all made professions. Amen. And when she was a little baby and her mother taking her to church, and she said 12 years old or something, she'd been baptized, but never attended church. That's the reason I said not a Christian. Amen. Are you a Christian this morning? Amen. Did you come for one purpose? That's to worship Him. Amen. He said the church doesn't make you a Christian. The church only helps you to be a Christian. Helps you to remain what you've been born into. Helps you to contain your experience while you're fellowshipping together with brethren of like precious faith. If there ever was a time that I need to contain, amen, my experience, amen, and to remain a Christian, it's today. So I need fellowship and I need to be at church. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're a Christian, you'll be at church. Amen. Amen. Unless something, you know, the ox is in the ditch. But don't put the ox in the ditch. Amen. 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 Stand together with me. We'll turn to the book of Malachi, the first chapter. Amen. You love the Lord this morning?
Yes.
Amen. We just want to, you know, take our coat off. Somebody said years ago, you can't work with a coat on. Amen. Just roll up our sleeves, let our hair down. I ain't got much hair to let down, but hey, we're just going to get right into that. We're just going to, you know, see what God has for us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I said, good that my wife was with us today and, you know, and the service and my daughter and the two grand boys. I'm proud of them grandsons. The other day, my daughter was calling me and she said, I want to tell you something. I said, what's that? I said, you heard what your oldest one said. So you never know what they're going to say. So you got to be careful, Brother Louis, what you say and what you say in front of them. And she said, well, she said, Mama, who has brown hair like I do? And she began, you know, said, well, Paul, your pawpaw. And she said, well, pawpaw don't have any hair. So, but I'm going to try to let it down as much as I can this morning. Amen. Malachi, the first chapter. Amen. The sixth verse. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you? O priest that despise my name, and you say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And you offer the blind for sacrifice. Is it not evil? And you offer the lame and sick. Is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts? And now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto you. This hath been by your means. Will he regard you, your persons, saith the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But you have profaned it, in that you say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye also say, behold, what a weariness it is. And you have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And you brought that which was torn and the lame and the sick. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male and boweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning with all that's within our hearts, Lord. We just want to come by, Lord, and take this opportunity once again to tell you how much we love you, Lord. Father, like Brother Louis was saying, Lord, we could just look back over the year, Lord, and look at the news and what all they're saying. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, once again for saving my soul, Lord.
for filling me with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Lord, we so love you for that, Lord. Oh, God, you're just so wonderful, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, now that you move the vessel aside and you speak, Lord God. Just anoint my lips. Let me say those things that you'd have for me to say. Refrain from those things that you would not want me to say. Anoint the hearts and ears of the listener, Lord, that they'll be able to receive those things that they have need of, Father. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to kind of maybe speak upon a little thought, but before I get to what I want to speak on, I want to read this. And this may be a little comical, and really try not to be comical, but somebody handed this to me many years ago. And so it was called Sunrise Manna. So I got to thinking, and Brother Homer had preached a message here a while back, and I had got this kind of thought from this. And I'm just going through looking at some things, and I picked this up, and just I want to read this to you. And like I said, it'll go along with what I want to preach on this morning. Say, one morning last week, a resident in a local bed and breakfast called over the head waiter and said, I want two boiled eggs, one of them so undercooked it's runny and the other so overcooked it's tough and hard to eat. Also, grilled bacon that has been left on the plate to get cold, burnt toast that crumbles away as soon as you touch it with a knife, butter straight from the deep freeze so that it's impossible to spread, and a pot of very weak coffee, lukewarm. That's a complicated order, sir, said the waiter. It might be quite difficult. The guest replied, oh, but that is what I got here yesterday. Now listen, this got a point to it. He said, some folks just don't get along good when mornings. Some folks just don't get along good, period. But when we order something at a restaurant, we expect something similar to what we've asked for in return. Is that not right?
Amen.
Amen. He said, the Lord is no different. All he wants is our best shot. Amen. That's what he wants, and that's what I want to preach on this morning. He deserves our best. Amen. And I want to give him my best this morning. Amen. When I come to the house of God, I want to put all I got into what I'm doing. Amen. If it's preaching, if it's just sitting there listening, I want to pull from the gift or whatever it may be, and I want to put everything I got into that service, knowing that this could be somebody's last service. Amen. I don't want to come with a wrong kind of attitude. Amen. Hey, like praying for Brother Joel Brown and Sister Tamika, their little boy. Amen. I don't want to come here because it could be this service. That could be this boy's healing. And I don't want to stand in the way. I want to come with the right attitude. Amen. Oh my, all he wants is our best shot. Malachi 1:7-8 says that people place defiled food on his altar. Animals that were blind, crippled, or diseased. Are we much different today? Say, what have we offered the Lord lately? Empty prayers. Amen. Empty prayers. Filled with empty phrases. Broken promises. Oh God, help me this morning. Amen. Amen. You called us. This is your program. You told us to come to the house of God. Now I'm here this morning, and I want to put everything I got into the service. Amen. Everything I got. My all, my entire being into the service. Amen. Amen. If you go to a ball game, amen, or whatever, you'd put you all into that ball game. If you didn't, you wouldn't be a very much of a fan, would you? Oh, if your team was winning and somebody scored a touchdown, made a home run, you'd jump up, you'd scream, you'd holler, you'd knock somebody's hat off. Why? Because your team was winning. Well, I'm on the winning team tonight, this morning. I done read the back of the book and I win. Amen. Like that song I heard somebody say, hey, if I go by the way of the grave where I live till he comes, I'm a winner either way. Amen. I'm a winner this morning either way. Amen. So I want to give him my best this morning. He deserves my best. Hey, he's got it all in control. Amen. And so I want to put my best into the service, put my all into the service. Amen. Hallelujah. Broken promises. Hearts that lack compassion. Oh God, help me this morning. Amen. God has given us today. It's a gift. What will we offer in return? You know, we were all recipients of miracles today. We all woke up this morning clothing our right mind. Amen. I wonder, there might be a lot of people that went by the way of the grave this morning. Where do they stand? Where are they standing? But God has given me and you another opportunity to come to the house of God and worship Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to put everything I got. Amen. This could be my last service. This could be your last service. Amen. Like I heard somebody sing one time, I believe I'll testify while I've got a chance. Amen. I believe I'll testify while I've got a chance because I may not have a chance anymore. Amen. I believe I'll worship the Lord while I've got a chance because I may not have a chance anymore. Amen. I believe I'll live for the Lord while I've got a chance because I may not have a chance anymore. Amen. I'm going to live for Him. Amen. I'm going to come to the house of God. Whether I'm preaching, like I said, whether I'm just sitting there, whether I'm at my home church, whether I'm here, wherever I might be, and I want to pull from God. Amen. Amen. How could I expect somebody to say amen when I'm preaching if I can't say amen when the Word of God is being preached myself? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When I say hallelujah, I want it to be fresh. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to come in here with the right kind of attitude. Amen. To create the atmosphere. Amen. So that eagles can be born. Amen. Hallelujah. When they was over there in the Old Testament, amen, with the angels, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord, holy, holy, amen, holy, holy unto the Lord, and a veil and a pomegranate, amen, holy, when they walk, holy, holy unto the Lord, I want to walk, holy, holy unto the Lord. They tell me that they had a rope tied around that priest's leg, because if he died, they couldn't go in there so they could pull them out. When they heard the bells stop ringing, I wonder this morning if your bells have stopped ringing. Oh God, help us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my, what are we going to offer Him today? Amen. Empty prayers. Empty phrases. Amen. Broken promises. Are we going to say, God, here I am this morning. I just want to live for You. Amen. I just want to be used of You. Lord, just help me this morning to surrender my life, to surrender my eyes, to surrender my hands, my feet, my mouth, everything about me. Let me surrender it to You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, Jesus called the crowd to Him and said, listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that's what makes him unclean. Matthew 15:11. Lord, thank You for giving us Your best. Hey, He gave us His best when He died at Calvary. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Amen. Took off that kingly robe. Amen. Like that king did one time. Amen. Said, where are you going down, king? Why are you laying aside your robe? Said, I want to go and work with the wood chopper so I know how the wood chopper feels. I don't walk beside the peasant so I know how the peasant feels. Hey, we had a king that left His glory to come down and walk amongst us and so He could be a faithful high priest, that one that can be touched by the veil of our infirmities. So when you've got a headache, He knows just what you're going through. When you feel like you've been rejected, He knows just what you're going through. When you're going through hell and high water, He knows just what you're going through. A high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. One that knows just how I feel. When I feel discouraged. Hey, He felt discouraged when He looked over Jerusalem and began to weep over Jerusalem. Said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered you as a hen with her brood, but you would not. Said, you missed your day of visitation. God, I don't want to miss my day of visitation this morning. That's why I got to come into the house of God. Amen. With nothing else on my mind but wanting to get from God. Amen. Wanting to get something from God. I don't care who's preaching. Brother Donnie, Brother Homer, Brother Dale, Brother Siler, whoever it is, God, just I need something from you. I need more than just coming to the house of God and singing a few good songs and listening to a few good specials. I need something that'll come off the pages of that Bible and get down in there and help me to live what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I guess I'm feeling at home now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's got everything under control. Amen. Amen. He's been down that road before, so he knows what you're going through. Amen. Amen. Listen, he said, Lord, thank you for giving us your best this morning and every morning. Like I said, he gave us his best. Can you imagine? Took spit up on his face. Handful of beard plucked out. I guess that's the worst thing you can do to a person to spit on them. Amen. What did he say when he was up there on the cross? He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He began to quote what David had prophesied some year, hundreds of years before that. He said, my bones stare at me. He said, I'm poured out like water. And he did it. So that means you can sit here tonight or this morning and worship him. Why wouldn't you want to worship him? Why wouldn't you want to give him your best? Why wouldn't you want to live for him? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to give him something in return. Amen. Now we read out Malachi. Look at verse 6 for a minute. And we'll try to hurry. Amen. He said, a son honors his father and a servant his master. He said, if then I'm a father, where's my honor? Is he our father this morning? So he said, if he's a father, he said, if then I'm a father, where's my honor? Oh God, all honor belongs to you this morning. All reverence belongs to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to serve you. I want to live for you. I want to obey you. Amen. The Bible says over there in Ephesians about children obeying their parents. What about me and you obeying him? Hey, he just asked us to give our best. He just asked us to come to the house of God and give our best. Amen. Then why can't we do that? Amen. I want to do it this morning. Amen. Give him my best. Give him my all and all. Amen. Nothing just part-time. I don't want a part-time God. A lot of people part-time work and all that. Amen. But what about part-time God? Amen. I don't want a part-time God. No, sir. I want to be in it full. Amen. I want to go in there full-time. Amen. And give it my all. When I come to the house of God, I want to give it my all. Some Bible went, well, I'll just need a little denial. I want to back up my tanker truck and say, fill it up, Lord. Amen. I need something to help me on the journey. Amen. So he said, if I'm a father, then where's my honor? Amen. That's bestowed to me. Amen. I believe in giving honor to where honor's due. Amen. Amen. And nobody did me like Jesus did. Amen. Nobody can do me like Jesus can. Amen. And that's why I want to give him my all. Amen. That's why I want to give him everything. Amen. And honor him to the highest. Amen. Not take his name in vain. Amen. Live for him with all that's within me. Amen. Put everything I got. And he said, if I'm a master, then where's my fear? Reverence. That's a fear. Not a fear that, hey, we think that he's going to jump onto us every time we make a mistake. Now, hey, he knows we're human beings. He knows we're around us. He knows we're made out of dust. He knows we make mistakes. If you don't make a mistake, you ain't doing nothing. Amen. So let's get doing something and make some mistakes. Amen. And so we can come back and correct our mistakes and keep pressing on. Amen. Like that guy without the eraser on his pencil. He said, well, I don't make no mistakes. He said, then I don't need you around here because you ain't going to be doing nothing. Oh, God, help me this morning. Amen. Where's that fear? Where's that reverence that's due me? Amen. 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 That's reverence that due me. Amen. That I wouldn't want to do anything that would displease him. You know how the prophet illustrated it? He said, what if I'd go overseas to preach or somewhere? And before I walked out the door, he said, Sister Branham would grab me by the tie and say, listen here, Mr. Branham. He said, while you're gone, you don't have any other wives. And he said, what if I grabbed her by the collar and said, hey, listen, Mrs. Branham, while I'm gone away preaching, you don't have any other husbands. He said, what kind of relationship would that be? He said, but I respect her so much and love her so much that I wouldn't want to do anything that would hurt her or displease her. What about him then? Amen. Oh, he don't want me to have no other husband. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm married to him this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to be able to sit in his lap and he can whisper secrets to me. Amen. That he can whisper his love to me. Tell me how much he loves me. Tell me how much he cares about me. Amen. Oh my. His words of reverent fear that's due me, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. Oh, you know what? The priests there, they wasn't sitting. Amen. They were failing to be good examples. Amen. I don't want to fail to be a good example. Like I said earlier, if I can't say amen to the preacher of the word, what would I expect somebody to say amen while I'm preaching? Amen. If it's the word of God now. Amen. If I can't say amen to it, if I can't say praise the Lord, if I can't worship God, why would I expect somebody else to want to worship God? Amen. I want to accept the example. Amen. But they were failing to be good examples. Amen. The worship of God was no longer heartfelt. Oh, I want it to be heartfelt this morning. Amen. When I come to those doors, amen. What did David say in the Psalms? Enter into my gates with thanksgiving, into my courts with praise. Amen. When I come in here, I want to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Before Brother Lou even gets up here, whoever it may be, or back home, whoever it may be, I want to enter his courts with, into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. I don't have to wait for them to say, let's raise your hands. There should be something on the inside of me that's just bubbling up that I can't help it. Like that little brook that the prophet talked about. He said, there's just something on the inside. If it could talk, that's a pushing out. That's a pushing out. Amen. There's just something on the inside of a believer this morning that just pushes out. Amen. Hallelujah. No longer heartfelt. I wanted to be heartfelt this morning. Amen. Jesus told him, said, hey, you honor me with your mouth. Amen. And your tongue and your lips, but your heart's far from me. I don't want it to be that way this morning. Amen. When I sing the songs of Zion, I don't want it just to be lips. So I don't want to just be going through the motions. Amen. But I want it to be heartfelt. Amen. I want him to know that it's coming from a genuine heart of a believer that's in love with him. Amen. Hallelujah. God's law required perfect animals. And he said, begin to rebuke them. Say, hey, you've been offering polluted food upon my altar. And on you ask, how have we polluted it? How have we profaned it? He said, by saying that the table of the Lord, it's contemptible. In other words, it's despised. It's useless. It's not worthy. So you begin to do all this. My law requires a perfect animal, a perfect sacrifice. Amen. That's what he wants this morning. Amen. A living sacrifice. Amen. Holy. Amen. Amen. Without blemish, without spot. Amen. 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 God was displeased with him. Amen. But so many times we give God our leftovers, don't we? Amen. We give him our leftovers. Don't care. Amen. But I want to give him my time. Amen. My money, my energy. Amen. Everything. I talked to a guy one time. He said, you know what? I tithe my time just like I do my money. He said, there's 24 hours in a day. He said, so I try to at least give God at least 2 hours and 40 minutes every day of listening to tapes and reading my Bible and praying. I said, oh God, help me this morning. Amen. To make my time worthy. Amen. What did the scripture says? Redeeming the time for the days are evil. Amen. I want to be able to redeem the time. Amen. What about our attitude toward him? Amen. But all they were just doing any old way. They was coming in any old way, doing any old thing they wanted to do. About like us sometimes. Brother Brown said we ought to come to church 30 minutes early. Amen. Can read our Bible and pray and get in that atmosphere so when the preacher walks out, amen, when the song leader starts and everything, amen, everything, the Holy Spirit can just flow. Oh, God, help me this morning to do right. Amen. Amen. But they sacrifice. They begin to sacrifice to God wrongly through, number one, expedience, by being cheap as possible. I don't want to be cheap this morning. Amen. I don't want to be cheap, but I want to give God everything. Not hold nothing back. Not hold nothing. Like Ananias and Sapphira. All he did was tell them, they really should, what he should have done was say, hey, Peter, here it is. I sold it for so much, but I'm keeping back part and you can have that part. But he didn't. And then Peter spoke up of the Holy Ghost. Said, why have you lied? You didn't lie to man, but you lied unto the Holy Ghost. Oh, can you imagine? I don't want to be cheap this morning. I want to give God everything I can. Amen. Amen. Number two, by neglect, not caring how they offer the sacrifice. Oh, so many times we don't care how we come to church. Well, that's just Brother David Soller. That's just Brother Homer. That's just Brother Donnie. When your soul's at stake. Amen. Amen. I want to come and say, God, use that brother. He don't know what I have need of, but Lord, you know what I have need of. And this is my desire. This is my problem, Lord. I need help, Lord. I need help. I need a fix, Lord. I need something. I need more of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I need a refilling. I need a recharging. Amen. But so many people come in sometimes and they don't care how they come in. Amen. And number three, outright disobedience by sacrificing their own way. They want to sacrifice their own way. Amen. They want to do it their own way instead of God's way. I want to come back to the Bible way. I want to come back to God's way, to what the prophet of God said, to what the Bible says. Amen. And worship God that way. Amen. I don't want to worship God my own way, because if I worship God my own way, I'll get in trouble. Amen. But I'm saying, God, let me worship the way you want me to worship you, Lord. Let me come into the house of God the way you want me to come into the house of God. Let me sing the songs of Zion like you want me to sing the songs of Zion. Amen. You know, one time, way back, we thought, you know, the Bible says one time God winked at ignorance, but now he calls every man to repentance. Amen. At one time we thought, you know, just sing a song, that's all right. Well, the prophet of God came along and said, you can sing condemnation to your soul. Oh, God, help me then. To when I sang the songs of Zion, help me to sing with the right attitude. Amen. Let me give you my best, Lord. Let me put everything into the service, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, but they begin to do this and they thought, well, my, you know, hey, listen, the priests are doing this. They're accepting the sacrifice, so it must be all right. But it wasn't all right. Amen. Oh, my. You can stay with a man as long as he stays with the word, but once he leaves the word, you've got to leave the man. God help us this morning. Amen. What did it do? What did their worship do? You know, one time I was talking to a Church of Christ person, and the Church of Christ, they just believe in the New Testament. Supposedly, but he took me back to the Old Testament to show me where they didn't believe in music in their church. And I said, hey, wait a minute. I thought y'all just believed in the New Testament. He said, but look at what the scripture says here in the Old Testament. I said, yeah, but you got to read a little bit further. I said, the reason God said he wouldn't hear their music no more, their violos and all this, is because it had become a stake in their sight. It had just become a ritual. And I said, if God, if our service, our worship, if it becomes a ritual, it had become a stink in God's sight. I don't want it to become a ritual, but I want it to be heartfelt. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our worship, our taking of the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper, it can become a stink in God's sight if we don't take it right. It's a showdown. If you don't take it, you ain't got no part with him. If you do take it and you take it unworthy, you're just as guilty as driving the nails in his hands as the Roman soldiers was. So it's a showdown. God help me to repent. and live right and do right so I can be a part of your program. A part of what you want to be done. Amen. Oh, and he goes on to say in verse 10, you know what he said there? He said, but before we get to verse 10, he began to tell him, say, hey, listen, you offer one of these kind of animals to your governor for your taxes and stuff. You think he's going to take it? He ain't going to take it. And why should I take it? Amen. See, God's not a respecter of persons. If he expects me to come to this house of God and worship him, he expects the next fella to come in just the same and worship him just the same as I do. He's not a respecter of persons. I'm glad he's not a respecter of persons. Amen. Amen. I want to worship God. I want to live for him with all that's within my heart. Amen. Oh my. And so he said, would you governor? He said, I doubt he would receive it. He said, neither will I, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. What was it? He said, in one place he told Haggai, he said, I'll blow upon it. You worked unrageous only to put them in bags full of holes.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Like I heard somebody say years ago, you got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. Amen. Oh, you got the big car. Amen. And the new job, but you lost your experience with God. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. You got this and you got this and you got all that, but you lost this. And God, you lost your joy. You lost your worship. You lost your praise. Oh, you got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. Amen. I don't want to lose what I have. Amen. That's why I want to say, Lord, here I am this morning. Let me worship you from the depths of my soul. Let it come from the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my soul. Praises unto thee. Amen. Oh, but so many times, knowing what we know and still living like we live. Huh? We know a lot of things, but we still live any old kind of way. God, help us this morning. Don't let me be that way. Let me give you my best, Lord. Amen. Oh, he said, oh, you're going to make my name great how did we do that? By him coming and living his life through us and working through us. Amen. That's how we can make his name great. Amen. When I'm on my job, I want him to see a real Christian. Amen. Amen. I remember one time, this lady, we used to live in Texas. And this lady, I talked to her. And Brother Babb, and she'd come to the house of God, and the preacher would preach, the pastor, he'd preach, and she'd walk out of there crying tears down her eyes. She was living with a guy, and I told her, I said, you know, that's wrong. She said, well, you know, we don't, you know. And I said, well, let me say this. I said, wonder how I would look to you if I did what you were doing. It wouldn't look too good. And I said, what's the world think when you're doing the way you're doing? And she'd come to the house of God and she'd begin to cry. And I thought, God, help her. Lord, I don't know where, I've lost contact with her. I don't know if she's passed or what, but I thought, God. And many times I thought, God, what did over there in Hebrews said, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. And I thought, God, she don't know what I know. And sometimes I don't give you my best. How shall I escape if I neglect so great a salvation? Amen. She might not know them things like I know them things. God help me this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One time Brother Brandon was talking about, and a quote, and I got it somewhere, and he was talking about Marilyn Monroe. How, you know, they said she committed suicide, but she didn't. He said, oh, I wish I could have talked to her. Wish I could have got to her. And Jacqueline Kennedy, I don't know why he made those statements like he did and all that, but he did. He said, oh, if I could just talk to her. And they didn't know how we know. He said, I come here and I preach it, and it gets worse all the time. I come back a year later, and it's worse. Women still bobbing their hair and all this. Men living like sissies and all this. It gets worse. God, how can we escape so glad?
Amen.
Help me, Lord, to put everything I got. Amen. Help me, Lord. You're going to make your name great. But how are you going to make it great? By living your life through me. Let me be a yielded vessel. That you can live your life through me. Amen. Let me be a yielded vessel. Amen. What in verse 13? What was it? Worship become a burden. I wonder if it's become a burden to some of us today. Hey, come on. Hey, we didn't think we'd be here. 2014? Like I said last night, here we are. Still fighting the greatest battle ever fought. Amen. Amen. Mind battle sometimes, and sometimes that can drive you crazy. And you go, oh God, we're still here. We're still fighting the greatest battle. We thought we'd be gone by now. But God's still going to have a people that's going to be ready.
Amen.
God, just let me be ready. Amen. I might not know how to dot every I, cross every T, but Lord, let me be ready.
Amen.
Let me love everybody. Amen. I can love everybody. But worship, they said, you begin to sniff at it, snuff at it, and all that. It's become a burden. Oh, I don't want my worship to become a burden. I don't want following Christ to become a burden. Hey, they thought, they believed that when they started living for God, that life would be easy. But no, that was a sad mistake. That's when every gun out of hell's trained on you. Amen. The devil's got every gun he's got trained on you. Amen. And when you begin to say, hey, I'm a Christian, I'm from the Holy Ghost, then the devil's going to come around and make you prove what you said. God, help me to live a way that I can prove. Help me to live a life that's worthy of the gospel, that I can prove there's sons and daughters of God in this lady will see an age that's going to serve you. Brother Brim said, you know, we may have to suffer every now and then. Brother Bram said, if we're to reign with him, we got to suffer with him. But then we don't like that suffering, do we? We don't like that suffering. No, sir, we don't like it one bit. Let me read you some things here that the prophet of God said it'd be all right. Just look at this. He said, you take yours first. This is the worst sinner in the city. 1956. You take yours first and go out and spend and have your big times. And then when you go to church on Sunday morning, you give him a quarter. But you go buy a $50 present to give to Joneses that lives next door to you, or something enough to get you up in your society ranks, and then give to Jesus the last. He deserves your best. That's all she had. Jesus deserves everything that you are and all you've got. That's the reason we can't get nowhere.
Amen.
Oh God, if you ever want to get somewhere, then give him your best.
Amen.
Don't give him your last, but give him your best.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh my. Like I said, you want to try to impress the Joneses or this one or that one? I'm trying to impress him.
Amen.
That's who I want to impress. I don't want to impress nobody else but him. Amen. Listen, again, I'm washing Jesus' feet. And some of you people that don't go to church, shame on you. Go to church about once a year, and that's on Easter to show your pretty hat. That's right. But you know what? God deserves the first place. Jesus ought to have the first place in every life. But we give him about the fourth place. He deserves the first place. Well, you say, I pray once a day. That's all right. He receives it. If you want to give him fourth place, that's all right. He'll take it. You only went to church once this year, maybe, and wore the new hat and everything. But he never condemns you for it. That's what makes him God to me. I like that. He said he never did condemn you for it. That's what makes him God to me. If you want to give him fourth place or fifth place, he will take it. He will take anything you give him. But he ought to have the first place. He ought to have the best we can give. He ought to have our first, our best, our all. He's deserving of it. Amen. He's deserving of it this morning. Your best, your all, every bit of you. On Jehovah Jireh, says it like this. He said, now, he said, brother, if you ever amount to anything, you got to love God better than your wife. So if I ever amount to anything, I got to love God better than I love my wife sitting back there. And she's got to love God better than she loves me. Amen. And I want her to. Amen. If I should throw in the towel and quit, I want her to keep pressing on. Amen. And I hope she feels the same way about me. If she should think, I just quit, I've had enough, I want to keep pressing on. If my children don't want to serve him, I got to serve him. If my mom and dad don't serve him, I got to serve him. If my pastor quits, I got to keep on. Amen. I got to keep on. See, you gotta love him better than your wife. Your husband. your children, your pastor, yeah, everything that there is. You've got to love God first. God gets first place. We give him about 10th place, but he deserves the best we got. And the first we got and all we got. Can I read some more? Sirs, we would see Jesus. He said, a little one in the world won't see me no more. That's his physical being. Yet the church will see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Listen to this promise. And the things that I do shall you do also. And more than this shall you do. I know the King James gives greater, but the right translation is more. No one could do anything greater than he did. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He stopped, he did everything. No man could do greater, but they could do more of it because he would be in the church universal. More than this shall you do. For I go to my Father. He had sent it on high, left captive, give gifts unto men. Now, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he doesn't act the same, do the same in every principle, then he's not the same. Said, so if he don't do the same in every principle, then he's not the same. But I believe he still heals this morning. I believe he still delivers this morning. Amen. If you need deliverance this morning, I believe you can get deliverance. He's still here to deliver. He's still here to set free. Amen. But it's up to you, whatever you want. You know, God's more willing to give it to you than you are to receive it. But we got to do something. We got to lay aside some things. Amen. Listen, if he does it, then he is the same. And if he doesn't do it, then his word's no good. If he does do it, he's the infallible God of heaven, and he deserves our love and our attention. If he does do it, I ask you the question, does he do it? Does he? Then he deserves our attention. He deserves our love. He deserves our devotion. Amen. And to me, this is either the Word of God or it's not the Word of God. And don't you ever be guilty of being ashamed of the gospel. Excuse me, a lot of people are ashamed today. Oh, you go down there to Brother... I guess you go to Brother... Hey, I'm proud to tell him that I go to Brother Homer Longoria's church. Amen. I'm proud to tell him that I'm a believer. I'm proud to tell him that I'm a Christian. I'm proud to tell him that I follow. Amen. Malachi 4. And Malachi 4 was that prophet of God, William Marion Branham. Amen. But I just don't want to stop there. There's more to it than just believing God sent a prophet. What did that lie? It was in there. That we got three rooms. Some people just want to live in a one-room house. The kitchen, you just start eating the gospel. The living room, that's where you have fellowship. But it's the bedroom where you have. Amen. Oh, where you become impregnated with the Word of God for your hour. Amen. And you'll start showing, amen, that you become impregnated with the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got to go. We can't stop here. We can't stop in the inner court, but we got to go all the way behind the veil. Amen. All the way. Amen. Oh my. He said, don't you ever be again. Place your soul in any phrase of that book. God's obligated to his word certainly is, but you can't do it wishy-washing around. You got to come out and let him be exactly what you say you are. Hey, like I said last night, politically correct. They want to come out and say, hey, gay rights and all this and all that. They want to, what about me and you? Amen. Why can't we come out and say, hey, I'm a believer. Amen. I believe God can still raise the dead, heal the sick, and deliver the ones that need delivered. One guy one time, he said, Brother David, he told me, he said, I can never get rid of cigarettes. He said, I tried, and the more I tried, I'd pick them back up and smoke them again. He said, I'd throw them away, and I'd see where they land so I could go back and get them again. But he said, one day, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. He said, I walked by a trash can, threw them cigarettes in there, and said, you got to take them away from me because I can't. And God came on the scene. He's still that same God tonight, this morning. Amen. Just give it all to him. Amen. Hallelujah. God manifesting His gifts. Listen to what He says. And this Christian church today would only think that in their heart, the God of heaven deserves your best of everything that you have. The best of your time, all your devotion, and everything that you are. You owe it to God. Everything I am this morning, I don't owe it to anybody but Him. Amen. He's the one that made a way. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He said, you owe it all to God. We just, maybe a few minutes on Sunday, sit and go to sleep while the Sunday school teacher is teaching. Go home, think we've done our religion for the week. What a disgrace.
Amen.
Amen. I went somewhere one time. I ain't going to say where it was. Somebody invited me. They didn't have no pastor, Brother Jim, so they invited me to come. Said, hey, we don't have no pastor right now. So the guy invited me. He kept going to sleep. So every now and then I said, hey, Brother so-and-so, ain't that right? Hey, I wanted to wake up and listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, it's time we wake up. Amen. It's time we listen to the Word of God. One lady came up to me one time, and she'd been living this. She'd been living, and she knew what to do. And she came up to me in and out, in and out. She said, Brother David, pray for me. I want to know what to do. I backed up and said, sister, you know what you got to do. We know what we got to do. If it's repent, then we know we got to repent if we're living wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. He said, what a disgrace. I know I got a name of being hard. I'm not hard. But what is it? I got to stand in judgment with each one of you. Tomorrow morning, this tape recorder will cry out everything I said. And there's a little tape recorder here to cry out the things that I say tonight. What will it be at the judgment bar when God's great tape recorder, my life, turns on? And your recorder, and the world recorder, and the great television screen that's on the sky, and your life is before God and the entire world. I'd rather be right here now and be honest. Can I read a couple more? Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, these are just good. He got God, Hebrews chapter 2, part 2. God must have first place in your heart, first place in your life. First place in everything you do or whatever you are. God must be first. He doesn't want the second place. He doesn't deserve the second place. He deserves the best and the first and all that we got. He deserves it. Blessed be His holy name. Oh, what we need to seek the will of God. Not the favor of your neighbor. Not the favor of your children. Not the favor of your husband or your wife. But seek the will of God. You do that first. Then everything else, the will of the wife and the will of the children, will fall right in with it. But place God first. You husband, you said, oh, I wish my wife seek the will of God first. Then he said everything else will fall right in place. Yeah. Amen. Wife, seek the will of God first and everything will fall right into place. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritual amnesia. Then he found out when he came into the city that all this stuff, I wonder how he must have felt to look and see that decay of the people of God to whom he sent. I wonder if we would receive him now if he'd come in. Would we, could we, with him, would we give him our best? Would we give him our attention? Would we give, would we repent if he told us that we should go back to the word of the Lord and do the way the Lord bid it? He said, would we do it that way? Oh, I wonder if we do that this morning. Hey, man, you know, there's a little woman in the Bible. She's a prostitute, ill fame. I can imagine she did. She got up one morning, stepped outside. Nobody was out in the street. She probably thought, wow, what's going on? Yeah, nobody's out in the street this morning. I don't know. It ain't cold. It's a real nice day. All of a sudden, she began to say, oh, my. Where's that aroma coming from? Man, somebody must be putting on a feast. And she probably thought within herself, oh, how I would like to sit down to a good meal one day. Said, but it's my own fault. I was raised right. I was taught right. But I got up and I got to mixing with the wrong crowd. And parents turned me out.
Yeah. Right.
And I make a living by selling my body. Nobody wants me anymore. Nobody wants to give me the time of day. But little did she know there's a man sitting over in the corner with unwashed feet. Amen. She walked by there and she began to smell. Oh, she said, oh, that's Simon. the great high priest, or the great minister Simon. Oh, but he wasn't my kind. He associates with a better kind. He wouldn't want me to come in there. He wouldn't want me to come in there and eat. He probably wouldn't even let me through his gates.
Right.
Oh, they'd call the dogs on me or whatever. Because she said that's how everybody feels about me. I'm just lower than old dog.
Oh my.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Just something was tugging at her heart. Why? I believe God was talking to her. Something was speaking to her. She knew there was a better life to live than what she was living.
Amen.
Amen. And she knew. Amen. Then all of a sudden she spotted. She said, there's somebody over there sitting in a corner with unwashing feet. She began to look. Said, that's that prophet. That's that person that they call the man from Galilee, the healer.
Right.
I can remember one time when I was out trying to make a living. I seen him walk by a funeral procession and stopped it. And a woman that had lost her son raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if I could just... But look, he's sitting over there. Nobody's made him welcome.
Yeah. Amen.
I know the... She probably knew the customs. She said, I know the customs.
Right. Yeah.
They have what they call a foot wash flunky.
Hero.
I wonder how he got in there. There's that foot wash flunky supposed to meet him at the door.
Right.
Supposed to take care of them so that they'll be comfortable and presentable to meet the host of the house. Why is he sitting over there? Why don't somebody make him welcome? And something began to tug at her heart. She said, why don't you make him welcome? Why don't you do something for him? You know how the devil is. Why can't you come to the house and raise your hands? Well, somebody see me. I don't care. I want God to see me. Amen. I want Him to see me. I didn't come to be seen of nobody, but I want Him to see me. I want Him to recognize me.
Amen.
Amen. And she probably said, well, I got some money hidden in a drawer up there in my room in a sock. Maybe I can go get it on the way. Something, you know how the devil is.
Right.
So, well, he'll know where you got that money from. He'll know. Oh, so many times I ought to go down to church and while Brother Louis leading the singing, I ought to throw my hands up and worship him. But and the devil begin to speak to you. Yeah, people know. They know what you've been up to. They know how you've been living. I don't care, God, I need you this morning. I want to live for you this morning. Amen. I want you to be my all. I want to give you my all.
Amen. Right, brother.
She started out that door. Something began to speak to her, said, oh, he'll know. But she didn't mind. She didn't care. This is what the prophet said. This is what he said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, is that enough to buy some anointing oil? Because, you know, she went over there to where that old Jew was selling that anointment, that alabaster box. So let's see if there's 20 pieces of Roman denarii. Perhaps that's enough. But wait, I can't. He's a prophet. He'll know where I got that money. He knew how I got it. I just can't do it. So perhaps laid it back again. When she laid it back, there was something kept speaking to her heart. But would you let him sit there with a dirty like that? See, would you let the only man that can take away your sins sit dirty? When you can give him service. What about it this morning? Would you let the only one sit dirty? Amen. We invited him here, didn't we, this morning? Brother Louis got up and said, let's invite Christ in. We prayed. We prayed for the service. We prayed, said, God, help Brother David. Help Brother Louis. Help the musicians. God, would you come in the service?
Amen.
Are we going to let him sit in a corner with unwashing feet? Are we going to give him praise and glory and honor and service and say, God, I just want to wash your feet this morning. Amen. I don't care what anybody else says. I know they'll think, hey, I might have lived an awful kind of life. I might have done this and that. But Lord, I don't want you to sit there with dirty feet no longer because you're the only one that can save my soul. You're the only one that can take these bad habits away from me. You're the only one that can deliver me. You're the only one that can set me free. So So she says to herself, whether he knows or not, I'm going. And down the street she went and ran into a store where there's a little hook-nosed, crook-nosed Jew sitting in there. Well, what do you want? She said, I want the best alabaster Norman you got, not the cheapest. I want the best. She had a special reason, and that's what we ought to do. We ought to give him our best, everything we are, our youthful life, not wait till we're old and dying, but I'll give the best that you got to him. And there she got the very best, and one of them said, let's see how much that money is. Oh my, she said, I don't want the cheapest, I want the best. This morning I don't want to give him the cheapest praise, I want to give him the best. Amen. He's worthy. Listen, unwelcome Christ. He's worthy of the best. What do you do for him? Can you imagine she going up there and the tears begin to flow down her face? Amen. And she begin to kneel down there and begin to wash my Lord's feet with her tears. What beautiful tears of repentance to wash her feet with. She didn't care anymore what anybody said. Oh, Simon in the background, if he was really a prophet, why, you know, he know what kind of woman was touching her. Amen. And if he was a prophet like they say he were and all this, she know what kind of life she's been living. Oh, my. But as she got finished, she said, Simon, I got somewhat to say to you. Told him a parable. Samuel and Simon said, well, I guess the one that owed the most, that was the one to be the most thankful. Amen. What about me and you? We owed a lot. Amen. There was no way that we could repay it. There's no way we could buy our way in or out. But he came and paid the price for me and you. I want to give him my best this morning. Amen. Listen, he said, give him your best. Give him the best of your life. Give him the best of your songs. Give him all your talent. Give him everything you got. Give him your feet, your hands. Give him your eyes. Give him your mouth. Give him your ears. Give him your soul. Give him your heart. Give him your praise. Give him everything you got. Hallelujah. He's deserving of the best. Oh, when she brought that alabaster box open, the aroma. Oh, I hope that we can break some alabaster boxes open this morning and the aroma would fill the building. Broken up and spilled out for the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He deserves the best. Let's stand together. They come to their music. Hey man, I want to read you something in closing. Hey man, hallelujah. He deserves our best. Hey man, let me read this and maybe they can play that song. Hey man, Brother Harry, maybe, you know, that one they sung, I got so much to thank him for. Hey man, you got so much to thank him for. Here we are facing 2014. Hey, he gave us, here we are. Hey, we woke up, we were recipients of miracles. We woke up this morning clothed in our right mind. Oh, if there's a 2014, God, help me to give you my best. Help you, let me give you my all, Lord. Listen what he says. He said, I say this in closing. He said, I was reading a story some time ago on a judge. He was a just man, a good man, was loved. And there was a bunch of people in the city that thought they could get by with anything, so they had plenty to, so they opened up a house of ill fame. Run a liquor store, liquor, everything like that. It was illegal, and they was caught by the law, the federal men, and was brought to court. And when all the people of the city, the little city gathered in, they know this man had done a lot of things around there. Excuse me, the man that had run the ill fame place. And the jury found the man guilty. Because he was caught open-handed. And so then the judge found him guilty and sentenced them for so many years without bond, without appeal or anything. He sent him because that's what the law read. The people outside the court raced him and said, you know what? Every person in this town will hate you. Talking about the judge. Said they'll hate you for making that decision on that man. They was all gamblers themselves and said, we'll all hate you. We'll never elect you again. We'll never be a one of us vote for you. Booing him as he went down the street. He stood just a minute. He said, let me have a word. He said, I've done exactly what was my duty. The man was guilty no matter who he was. And I had to sentence him according to the law that I swore I'd uphold. He said, you hated in this town. He said, but I'm loved greatly at home. by my people. See, we might think the same thing. You pardon the expression. I stood for what I believe. I've been saved to do. Uphold the word of God. I know the denominations hate me for the things that I say, but I'm greatly loved at his house among his people. Amen. What about us this morning? Amen. Amen. Oh, not the denominations so much anymore, Brother Harry. Sometimes it's old message people that hate you because of what you stand for, the truth that you stand for. Amen. But I'm going to stand for what God called me to stand. Amen. I may be hated, but I'm greatly loved in his house. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm greatly loved. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus, with all that's within our hearts, Lord. God, from this day forward, may I give you my best, Lord. God, sometimes I'm just so, Lord, it seems like I'm so insufficient when it comes to a lot of things, Lord. Not smart man, I don't know too much, Lord. I may not know how to dot every I, cross every T, Lord, but Lord, let me give you my best. Let me give you all that I've got, Lord. My hands, my eyes, my feet, my mouth, everything, Lord. Let me give you my worship, my praise. My honor belongs to you, Lord. My honor belongs to you, Lord. I owe everything. All that I am, all that I ever expect to be, Lord, it belongs to you, Lord. I owe you everything. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let me give you my best, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me put everything I got into serving you, Lord. From this day forward, Lord. God, let that be our prayer, Lord. Lord, the next time we meet, maybe, I don't know if they'll have a watch night service here or not, Lord. Next time so much might be 2014. God, help me start right now. Lord, let me give you my best. Carry it over into 2014. And every day, 365 days, let me give you everything I've got. My best, Lord. My best songs. My best talent. My best worship, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing that. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Harry.
When I look
yes
around and see the good things he's done for me, I know
yes
I'm unworthy of them all. For his blessing
yes
he freely gives, I owe.
So much
to thank him for. Oh, I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me. And his blessings he brings. So much to thank him for. And sometimes
yes.
while on this way
yes.
I need
oh, yes.
I stop and say thank you Lord.
Thank you Lord.
For all you've done
yes.
for me.
Thank you Jesus.
Hallelujah. And one day
yes.
heaven's shore, oh please, let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank him for. Oh, I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see, he's been so good.
Believe that. Hallelujah. You got so much to thank Him for. So much to give Him glory for. So much to worship Him for. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. One more time. Amen. Turn it back to Brother Lee. Hallelujah.
Oh, I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me.
Enjoyed the word of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. I know one thing, we'll not leave here exactly the way we came in. We've been challenged this morning. He deserves our very best. Brother David, God bless you. We enjoyed you this weekend, brother. God bless you. Amen. Certainly appreciate the word of the Lord. Appreciate your gift. And just thank God that you yielded to the Holy Ghost. It's been good to have been in church, hasn't it? You know what? The next time we get together, it'll be next year. It'll be next year. I don't know what 2014 holds, but I do know this. We're in a very good position. We're in the hands of Almighty God. Let's sing it again. So much to thank Him for. Shake hands with somebody around you. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them God bless you. That's the greatest thing you could tell anybody is God bless you as we leave this morning. I've got so much to thank.
Stop and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.